people are looking at us. You know that.
It's good, yeah.
There's people
like
over there.
You put sunglasses on. It's quite West End Wendy-ish.
Is it?
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
For winning that.
Yeah, yeah. Second time running, yeah.
Yeah.
It was in the bag.
You getting your glasses on now? Good.
Got his glasses on. I want my glasses on.
Too there right. Are they Ray-Bans? All right, Bosch.
Yeah. All right.
Mine are Tesco.
Oh, it's a shame.
I started recording a little while ago.
Of course. Oh, the classic features back. Right. Let's not tell Abby when we're starting.
That's good. Right. So, hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. We're back.
In a bit of a rural environment with aeroplanes.
Yeah, we're outside. We've gone al fresco podcast.
Mainly because we couldn't find anywhere to
record the podcast. Steve couldn't be bothered to come to Northfield, so...
That's it.
Yeah.
Now we're in Golden Square.
Yeah, we're in Golden Square.
Everyone's eating their lunch.
It's very nice. We had to psych someone out to get a seat on the bench. But when we got our microphones out, they soon moved. Yeah.
Stared them out,
yeah.
We got our microphones out and they thought we were going to interview them.
Yeah.
They panicked and ran away.
Yeah.
So welcome, everyone, to the show. Hope you're all good and enjoyed last week's show. Well, I say last week.
Last month's show. Yeah. Very good.
But we're back. So, how are you, Abby?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you,
good.
Steve? You've been to Vegas.
I have been to Vegas. We spoke last time, didn't we? I was going away.
Yeah.
Stag do.
Very exciting. Yeah, because we had a wedding theme last.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah.
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 It was good. It was carnage, and I didn't get much sleep.
No.
Drank quite a lot.
Sounds pretty standard for Vegas. I
had a 5,000 calorie burger.
Yeah, now that is entertaining. Steve, I think you need to put the link up to that place. That was absolutely shocking.
Unbelievable. I did get a spanking.
Yeah, Steve got a spanking whilst wearing a hospital gown. Yes.
And it was in a restaurant.
Yeah, in a restaurant.
And it really hurt.
Yeah, and they serve the wine in, what do they call those things?
It's bags. That,
you know.
bags.
Wine in a bag.
Wine in a bag.
No, it wasn't like a tramp's wine.
Is it a cath? No.
Not a catheter.
No.
Something completely different. Brilliant.
Although...
like a drip. Yeah.
Yeah,
you get wine in a drip. Did it have wheels on the bottom?
Yes,
so you could like wheel it round the
you
restaurant.
You could wheel it round,
you.
Yeah.
So you can
wheel
it. I love that.
Wheel it around.
I love
you.
The thought of that. We'll put the photo up of the wine in a
we
drip
should.
Bag.
We should.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump onto some news, shall we?
Yeah, this week's important news.
Good old Metro. Thanks, Metro. This is a news story that says car crash victim wakes up from a coma speaking fluent Chinese.
Oh, I love these stories.
Right? Being in a coma for a week was reportedly a fast-track method of learning Mandarin for this young man. Ben, I can't pronounce his second name.
Mandarin, not Cantonese.
Not Cantonese.
No, because that's
very
more
specific.
Difficult. That is much more difficult, Cantonese.
Is it?
They've got, apparently, I think it's 9 tones, and Mandarin has much less tones. I'm so knowledgeable.
Says the expert.
Yeah, I tried to be really intellectual then. But yeah, Mandarin has a lot less tones
right.
to the language. So it's an easier language. So,
is it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That
so
was, if you're coming out of a coma, pick Mandarin,
if you're gonna
not
get,
Cantonese.
If you're going to have one.
Yeah, it's going to be much easier for you in the long run.
So Ben, I can't pronounce his second name, from Melbourne, Australia, would have been just happy to wake up following a serious car crash, but he also apparently found he was able to speak the foreign language. After writing down the words, "I love my mum, I love my dad, I will recover," in the Chinese dialect.
Wow.
So
he can write in Mandarin as well.
The 22-year-old went on to exclusively speak it for the next few days.
Amazing.
"I wasn't consciously thinking I was speaking Mandarin. It was just what came out, and it was what was most natural to me."
Wow. I mean, the brain is so weird.
That's crazy,
isn't it?
His new language skills were reportedly triggered when he saw an Asian-looking nurse at the hospital he was recuperating at. So, hold on. You wake up, see an Asian person,
and
go, got it.
That's a superpower right there, isn't it? Yeah,
wow.
Being able to actually just speak.
Wow.
That's wow.
So,
in any language.
What would you like to wake up and...
And speak. Wow.
If you woke up, Abby, and you just looked at someone...
I don't know. I think Actually, that would be quite handy. Like Mandarin or Cantonese. I'm going to Hong Kong and Singapore later on in the year. So that would actually be quite handy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd go with one of those.
I'm not going to say you should, but this guy was in a car crash.
Thanks.
And he just woke up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the only way, like, to fast track it.
Yeah, it might be easier, to be honest. It's really complicated to try and learn Cantonese or Mandarin, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a bit easier than, you know, doing all the studying.
bit more fatal.
Yeah. You're taking a risk, but, you know.
So, there we go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Metro.
It's pretty good. I'd like to wake up and just suddenly be able to be, like, an amazing gymnast or something.
Oh, my God.
That would be really good.
That would
be
really
good. If you, like, suddenly were, like, gymnast.
Yeah.
Skills.
That would be
pretty. Olympic standard.
Yeah.
And you could just suddenly, like, do flips and tumbles and somersaults.
Just woke up and tumbled out of bed.
Yeah.
And went, oh.
And then did the little, the bow that the gymnasts do at the end. Like, the thank you.
And there's Adam just looking at you going,
yeah. Wow.
What?
I mean, I obviously do that around the house anyway. So
oh, yeah.
Like,
that's
you'd
it.
Back just be like,
down the
oh,
stairs.
She's fine. She's absolutely fine. She's just doing the
she's
usual.
A bit jolly.
Yeah. Vaulting across the beds. Yeah.
Standard.
Yeah, that'd be good. Like that. Mm.
So the next one from the Metro is, do you live in the most sweary part of the UK?
Oh, I don't know. Tell us. Do we?
So Redcar and Cleveland have been labelled the most sweary place. Isn't Cleveland in Ohio?
No, there's a Cleveland
There's a Cleveland in this country?
Yeah, there is. Isn't it in the northeast, Cleveland? I might be incorrect.
Is it? I don't know.
Redcar. I've definitely been to Redcar.
Have you?
Yeah.
So
on tour.
Okay. So analysts looked at 1.3 million tweets. That's quite a lot.
I'm going to look up where it is.
And discovered where swearing was the most liberal. Where swearing was the most liberal with their F's
hang
and
on.
C's.
We've got an animal making some good noises here. We're being interrupted by a magpie. Quick, look at it, Steve. One magpie seen by two brings good luck the whole day through.
I see it.
Good. Right, it's fine. It's fine.
Good.
Sorry.
Good.
Interrupting.
No, it was important.
Yeah. I was going to go and record it quickly, but...
Opposite end of the scale, Oxford and Westminster came out the least. Are we surprised?
No.
Not
that
really.
That sounds... Oxford and where? Westminster.
Westminster.
Oh, I'm surprised at Westminster because it's quite encompasses quite a large area, does Westminster.
Mm. So here is the list of most sweary
right,
places.
See. Have we been to these places? Can we back up the claims?
Redcar and Cleveland.
It is in
one.
The northeast, by the way. I'm just looking
it
up. Yeah.
Clackmannanshire. That's not right, is it? Clackmannanshire.
Wow, I've never even heard of that.
Well, that's
I
second.
Don't actually know where that is.
East Ayrshire?
Yeah, that's Scotland, is it?
That's number
yeah,
three.
Falkirk, also in Scotland. Strabane, that's Northern Ireland, I think.
North Lancashire.
Lanarkshire. Again, Scotland, there's a lot of Scottish here.
Is there?
Yeah.
This is not us, this is the Metro.
Yeah. Wellingborough.
Wellingborough.
Well, you know, that's quite sort of unoffensive. Wellingborough, Corby, Northumberland and North Ayrshire. So, yeah, there's a lot of Scottish
up
or North, yeah.
So, do you live in those places? Can you tell us?
I can confirm that Cleveland is in the northeast.
Is it?
Yes, and it was a county, former county, and it's Hartlepool, Stockton-on-Tees, Middlesbrough, Redcar and Cleveland, that sort of area. So
right.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go. You're quite sweary, apparently,
yeah.
If you live
You're
there.
You're all really...
Foul-mouthed.
Yeah, there you go.
And the least sweary is the Orkney Islands.
Oh, that's nice, yes.
Shetland Islands.
Yeah, not much to swear about there.
Oxford.
Oh, Kensington and Chelsea.
Oxford, Westminster and Kensington and Chelsea.
Yeah.
I used to live there, don't you know?
What, in Kensington and Chelsea?
I did, yes.
Really? Were you made in Chelsea?
I was on Made in Chelsea.
What, shut up. Were you actually on Made in Chelsea?
I was actually on Made in Chelsea.
Shut up. I was on Made in Chelsea
were you?
As well.
Like season 5.
Whoa.
I was
in, I think, season 2.
Really?
Yeah, Spenny's birthday party.
Oh, my God.
I was at Spenny's birthday party.
Anyway, they don't pay very well.
Else. I'll ask you about that afterwards.
Yeah. Okay, so We got more news? Or was that our news? Oh, we've got... Okay, so this is the new segment that we were talked about last week with the animal noises.
Yeah.
Right? So we've had a guest, which we'll insert the clip here.
Yeah. This is our new segment for this podcast, and we've got some animal noises. It's inspired by a story that we found in the news, big news this week, the cat that has the strangest meow we've ever heard. So we're going to, like, ask people to tell us what they think the cat is saying. So are you ready for this? We've got to, we've plucked someone from the streets here, Tom Banks.
Complete stranger.
Yeah, complete stranger.
Say hello.
Hi, Abby.
Yeah, hi. Oh, how did you know my name? Wow.
Lucky guess.
Amazing. Psychic. So what do you think this cat is saying?
Okay.
There's more.
Can you hear that? It's quite quiet.
What?
It's good. Wow.
That's frightening. Can I hear it again?
Actually sounds like it's talking.
It does. It sounds like the feline equivalent of a football chant or something like that, or Tarzan
nice.
Yell.
Yeah.
Also sounds a bit like he's doing a Katy Perry impression, which is actually slightly more tuneful than the original. When he gets to the second bit. This bit. Just before she says, what? That sounds to me like Katy Perry.
So do you think it's trying to sing Katy Perry's Firework?
Something like that, yeah. One of those terrible pop tunes that
so,
she does, yeah.
Yeah, it could be an audition for The X Factor, I think.
It's a yes
good.
From me.
Yeah.
Translation?
It sounded like I was saying yogurt at one point. But I couldn't work out why it would be saying yogurt.
Well, you know,
the cat's
really
like yogurt.
Like yogurt. Does your cat like yogurt? You said you've got a cat, Tom.
Yeah, my cat likes anything. I've got the loudest cat in the world.
Yeah, brilliant.
Three legs and a big voice.
Excellent. We'll be hearing from the three-legged cat.
I'll send you a tape.
Okay, we've got some other noises here. Ready?
It sounds like Alan Partridge at first. And then afterwards he's saying, "Oh, matron," in a Kenneth Williams style.
Nice.
So he's clearly doing
impressions.
It's clearly his audition for New Faces or something like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It sounds to me like he's like discovered something that he's always suspected is correct.
But it's a bit cheeky.
Exactly. Now I understand where babies come from.
Exactly. Were you talking to him about where babies come from at the time?
No, I wasn't introducing that topic. Yeah, that was Mr. Sizzle. That was my
dog.
He's
a bit little, isn't
he? Yeah, no, that's not what I was saying.
It's not your average conversation.
No. But, you know, you do have to, you know, bring out the birds and the bees.
How else do you tell a dog about the birds and the bees?
Exactly.
Well, you know, you have to face, you know, they come to the time in their lives when you have to explain things.
How old is Mr. Sizzle?
He's 5. So, yeah, right. He's becoming aware of things.
Exactly, we left it a bit late. He's 35.
Yeah, he's a bit, oh dear.
No wonder he goes, All these years, all these 35 dog years, I've been wondering that.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
So that's what it does.
we're going to have like an 18-plus certificate now on this.
The shows are usually marked as explicit.
Yes.
Last week's dickmatized.
Yes, that's right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Do you know what being dickmatized is?
I hope you're not going to show me, because no. I don't know.
No, it's apparently...
Will it make me go,
It would make so much sense. It's when a woman is completely, like, can't see that a guy is an arsehole to her. It's like the reverse of being pussy-whipped.
I see.
It's like being hypnotised.
I see.
With a dick.
Well, I've learned a new thing today.
Oh, yes. It's nothing but educational. Thank you very much, Tom.
You're welcome. Thank you. Great.
Okay, moving on. We've got our
paranormal poppycock story.
We have got our paranormal poppycock story. So here it is from the Daily Mail. Go on, the Daily Mail.
Yeah, come on.
Buddhist monk enters trance in bid to meditate himself to death and tells followers he will spontaneously combust on Thursday.
I love the fact that he's so specific about that he's going to spontaneously combust. On Thursday, but only if he succeeds in meditating himself to death.
So a Buddhist monk who said it's time for him to die, oh blimey, has decided to lay in a coffin and meditate himself to death.
Well, it's quite nice, really. I mean, some people, you know, decide it's their time to die and then, you know, do something really violent. But he's just chosen a nice, I think it's my time to go. I'm just going to meditate myself.
He said he told his followers that if he did indeed pass away, the coffin would self-combust on Thursday.
What?
That's the most exciting part for me. So I'm gonna go very quietly by meditating myself to death, and then I'm gonna give you a fireworks display to celebrate.
Oh my god!
Like for his wake, he's thinking of others, isn't he? He's gonna give them a little party.
However, his daughter, 41-year-old Shana Khan, I can't pronounce his second name, insisted that he was poorly.
So apparently he's just not very well.
Oh!
But she added that he died once before in a cave, but a miracle had brought him back to life.
Oh, well, that's good.
So he didn't want to do it in the cave.
Steve, you're going to Thailand soon, aren't you, where this story is? So he's going to report back on... Well, report back. You can check in on the monk and see if he's spontaneously combusted or not.
Just crazy.
That is... Yeah.
But we'll keep you updated.
It'll be a bit of a shock, won't it, if on the next podcast we're like, this actually happened.
And the coffin did actually combust.
Yeah, he did combust and he meditated himself to death. And we'll feel bad for, like,
talking about him on
a
comedy show.
Yeah. Comedy show, debatable.
So now that we've going on to our complete...
Oh, yes. And hang on, I found the special complete ignoramus thing.
Oh, you've got the
hold on.
But she's a complete ignoramus.
There we go. Who is the complete ignoramus?
It's not a she, but it's fine.
Okay. But he's a complete ignoramus. Yes.
Gary Busey. Now, have you been watching Celebrity Big Brother?
I've seen some of it.
Is it finished or still going?
It's still going.
Still going.
Yeah, ongoing.
I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah.
But this headline from The Mirror says Gary Busey's partner claims the pair have been lovers in 32 previous lives. And he's the sanest Celebrity Big Brother. Rather contradicting that headline.
Yeah. Mm.
32, what? Not one, 32.
32. Now, do tell us, because there's a... Wasn't he the father of the father of the entire Christianity or something? Isn't that one of the claims?
No way.
I think that's it, because... Okay. I did see him talking about this, and it was quite spectacular. But I couldn't find the clip of him talking about it because it was quite sensational. Yeah, he just suddenly announced about
his God.
32 previous lives, and yeah, what there is does it say? Yeah,
Stephanie Sampson, who has been with Gary since 2008, even claims their relationship in centuries gone by saw them produce ancient Rome's first Christian emperor. Constantine the Great. Okay then. Oh my god, wow.
God.
It's pretty.
She told the Sun newspaper, I have a very wonderful psychic profiler in America.
Of course she does.
She works with the FBI. Hold on.
Oh, what? Wow. Okay. Yeah, okay.
And she told me all about mine and Gary's past lives together. This is our 32nd lifetime together.
And he's the sanest.
And he's the sanest in big. Yeah. This is what I love about this, this article. Is at the end, Stephanie admits that she's been worried about him in the house, but she couldn't watch the show in America and only read what was written about the star.
Ah.
But now she's caught up with the reality show in the UK. Mm. She's convinced he's fine and is actually one of the most sand people taking part.
Sand. Sand people.
Because the Mirror can't spell.
Yes. We bring you from all the quality news from all the quality publications.
That's
here
it. All the best writers.
Superheroes.
So he's the most sand person. Taking part in Celebrity Big Brother with 32 previous lives. How many lives have you had? Let us know.
Send in your previous life stories.
Let us know what you...
Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty crazy and well deserving of a complete ignoramus.
Amazing.
Of the
if
week.
You had been someone in a previous life, Steve, who do you think? Can you think of someone that you think, yeah, I can relate to that? I reckon I could have been.
No, I can't
I've
think.
I put you on the spot here.
I can't think.
In Golden Square.
Who would I have been in a previous life?
It would have been fun to have been.
Oh, I would have loved to have been Bobby Darin.
Bobby Darin, nice.
I would have loved to have been Bobby Darin. That would have been
You'd
amazing.
You'd have spent some more time in Vegas then.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby Darin, I'll go with that.
Oh, nice.
Who about, yeah. who about
I don't
you?
Know, actually. I was just trying to think off the top of my head as I was saying the question out loud, thinking I shouldn't have said that because now you're going to ask me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe somebody that was like, drank a lot of tea and didn't have to do very much, just sat around. So, oh, hang on, no, wait, that's me. No, that's me now. Oh, yeah, sorry. I don't know, I'm going to think about that.
Okay.
I'll think about that
we'll
for next week.
We'll
next
come back
time.
To that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so moving on to our next section. The Urban Dictionary Words of the
excellent.
Week.
Excellent, yes.
This is Words of the Week, so I've got quite a few because I couldn't stop. Are you ready?
Go.
Number one, interwine.
Interwine?
Yeah.
Okay. Spelling? As in wine, as in...
No, as in W-H-I-N-E.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that should give it, that should
okay.
give it away.
Yeah.
When two or more people gather to complain or bitch about their problems... An example, whenever my co-workers are together, they always interwine.
Yes, I get that, yeah.
Yeah?
That's definitely something that happens, yeah.
Okay, next one. I love
interwine.
This.
Interwine.
I love this one. Blind tindering.
Blind tindering.
What do you think that is? Do you know what tindering is?
Tindering, is this like, this is one of those websites, isn't it, where you like, it's like gaydar for straight people. Is that Tinder?
Yeah. Tinder is an app, isn't it?
So you like hook up with people.
That's right. I haven't got Tinder, but I've seen people use it. And
you've got a friend.
Yeah, my
who
friend
uses it, Steve.
Showed me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Where you swipe left or right.
Oh, okay.
So if you swipe, I think you swipe right.
Oh, if you like them and left if you don't
that's
like
it,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, right, I've got
so
it.
So
yeah.
What do you think blind tindering is?
Blind tindering. So you don't look, but you swipe.
Yes, you close your eyes and swipe left and right whilst on Tinder and hope for the best. Okay?
Wow.
So one person says here, I don't remember right swiping that person. Damn, you must have been blind tindering again. It's like an extreme sport.
Yeah.
Like you're drunk and you're just like, I'm going to blind Tinder. Swipe, swipe, swipe,
It's
swipe.
Like Russian roulette.
It is.
Isn't it? It's almost as dangerous. Because you could meet like a psycho, couldn't you, if you did that?
I think one of us should get the app on our phone and record the other one blind tindering and see what happens.
Yeah,
maybe we'll do a little video of that.
Yeah. The blind tindering.
The next one. He's good. So much nope.
So much nope. Right,
yeah.
Okay, go.
So much nope. Expressing severe dislike or unwillingness towards something, usually reserved for the highest degree of feelings towards something. Okay, you ready?
Go.
So this is person. Did you hear that creaking noise in the background? No. Oh, God. What the F is that in the hallway? Nope. So much nope. so much nope.
Okay, Gary Busey, 32 past lives, so much nope.
So much nope.
So much nope. Nope.
So much
that's,
nope.
That's a ridiculous
it's
one.
It's just crazy,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that is really daft. I'm still going to try and use it. I always try and use the words of the week. The following week, I try to like fit them into my everyday life, see how I feel about them. I don't think I use digmatized. It has to be said. I haven't managed to get that one in.
No, that's
but I've
that's
definitely
a tricky
used
one.
Hashtag abuser a
did
few
you?
Times. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I told you you were a hashtag abuser. I think
you did.
Yeah.
Next one, lost in textation.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I think I can guess what this one is. Yeah, it's good.
The awkward part of texting where the context is, of the conversation is lost.
Yeah.
Without a vocal or facial aid.
Yeah, this happens
What would
a lot.
Normally be a joke or sarcastic comment comes off as an insult.
Yeah, this happens all the time.
Doesn't it? That's the worst thing about texting.
It's so it's really awkward. Yes,
so
I've definitely been in situations where people have been really like worried that they've been insulted and... You have to be like, no, it's fine. I think. But yeah. Actually, they were just trying to be funny.
Send a follow-up text.
Yeah.
And then it sounds
like you're
stalking them.
Because you realise that you've done it, and then you have to say, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it like that. I was trying to be funny. And then you just look like a complete idiot.
And they just text back, okay.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
yeah.
Crap.
Oh, God.
So these are actually words you can use this week.
So what was that one again?
Lost in Textation.
Lost in Textation. That's good. Yeah, I do like that one.
Not the film with Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson.
No, don't get confused.
No. that would be a really boring film. Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson, wasn't it?
Just texting each other and
getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Two people in separate hotel rooms.
Actually, it's sounding like pretty good. Do you think we could get them for the cast? We could write the movie.
Should we write the movie? Lost in Textation.
Yeah, definitely.
Just two people in their bedrooms texting each other, getting the wrong end of the stick for an hour and a half.
Brilliant. I like it.
Next one. Case of the Muse Days.
Case of the Muse Days.
Yeah,
wow.
Muse Days.
Okay, go.
After a holiday on a Monday, going back to work on a Tuesday feels like a Monday. You will have a case of the Muse Days.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's I can relate to that because the job that I was just doing, Mondays were my day off. So
oh, really?
Yeah. So we always had Muse Days.
You had a case of the Muse Days?
Yeah, every week, a case of the Muse Days. So yeah, that makes total sense to me.
Yeah. It's a good one, that.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. We've got quite a few. Two more left. Abearance.
Come on, Steve, wrap it up now.
Abearance.
Abearance?
Abearance.
Okay.
What do you think that's...
Is it a play on abhorrence, but beer?
What's abhorrence?
Abhorrence. If you find something absolutely horrible...
Oh, no, no.
No, no, I've got that wrong. I might have made that up.
It's
I may
like
have made up
appearance,
that word as well.
But appearance.
Oh, okay. So is it a bit like if you've got your beer goggles on or...
No, 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 no. It is to do with beer.
Yeah.
The act of showing up somewhere because you feel obligated, but only for one beer because you don't want to stay too long.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So you're going to make an appearance.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
Just have a beer and go.
That's good.
So, again, these are practical uses.
I'll come in for a quick appearance, but I'm not staying. Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
That's the sort of thing I could use quite a lot. Yeah,
see,
definitely.
We're saving the world here.
I've got to get up early in the morning. I'm just coming for a quick appearance. There
yes, see? Yeah. That's it. Okay, the last one. Snitch bitch.
Wow.
I think you probably guessed that now.
Yeah. Snitch bitch.
Somebody who tells on everyone for everything.
Oh.
Sometimes nobody is doing anything wrong, but a snitch bitch will make up something.
Just making it up, yeah.
Maybe because they want more attention or they want to become popular, so they think it's cool. Well, that's just who they are.
Yeah, do you know, we could combine two of these. What was the first one again about the workers coming together?
Interwine.
The snitch bitch wants to get in with the interwining.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's...
After doing some blind Tindering.
Yeah.
So much nope.
Yeah, so much nope. Oh, that's brilliant, Steve.
There you go. I know there's a few there, but we'd like to help you guys out.
That's quite good, yeah.
So there you go.
Now then, it's time for the superpower of the week.
Steve,
what is your superpower this week?
My superpower this week is, I think, quite a good one, and I really wish I had it.
Go on.
The ability to avoid the people in the street that try and do surveys.
Oh, that is a... really, really good one.
Or the people from these charities.
Yeah, the chuggers.
The chuggers that grab you. The ability to just avoid them.
Yeah.
To just escape them.
Oh, God, that is really good. For them to not talk to you. I find it so annoying.
I had one today. I was on the train platform.
Mm.
I couldn't escape.
On
the train platform.
They're infiltrating everywhere.
They're actually on the platforms now.
Oh, God.
And I couldn't stop. I couldn't say I've got to go because there was no train.
You couldn't even pretend, because I'm always like, oh, I've got to go. Busy.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you pretend. I was looking at my watch there as well. That was a little detail I like to do. You can try that yourselves if you like.
Oh, sorry, I've really got to go. I've got no watch.
Oh, yeah, shit. I forgot my watch. Oh.
So, yeah, and the thing is, you can never get away from them. Like,
no, you mustn't make eye contact.
No, exactly.
You mustn't
make
eye contact.
If you make eye contact, you're screwed.
Yeah, and they go in with all sorts of crazy tactics. They're like, hi, you look gorgeous today.
Yeah.
And yeah. then you're like...
Tell you their life story and then like... And you're like, I'm not going to sign up for this. Oh, but wait until you heard what... No, I'm really not going to... But wait until you... No, and then you sound like you're being rude.
Yeah, I know. Because so I... To start with, I felt a bit sorry for them because I was thinking, if I was doing that job, I, you know, it's shit. So I'd be like, look, I'm not going to give you any money, but I'm not going to be rude. I'm going to stop and say hello. Like,
yeah.
I appreciate that you're like, you know, you're stuck outside. It's freezing cold and you've got to stop people on the street.
Yeah.
But then they don't just go, thanks for that. Then they give you the spiel and you're like, yeah. no, I didn't enter into this for you to give me the spiel.
That's it.
Like, I was just trying to be polite, but... So now I can't even give them the eye contact, but then you feel bad.
Yeah.
So that is a great superpower.
Yeah.
I really like it.
What about you?
Well, I was actually struggling to think whether I'd done some of my superpowers before. So because I can't remember which superpowers I've already asked for, I thought that I could have the superpower of, like, never forgetting.
Oh,
so, yeah, it could be, like, the elephant superpower. So I could be elephant girl, which means that I never forget.
Anything.
So I would never forget anything. Some people do have that, don't they? They have, like...
Crazy minds that can remember everything, like...
Photographic memory.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just be able to recall any fact at any time or like anything. You know, someone says, oh God, I can't remember. When was it we were supposed to be doing that thing? I could like zoom in and be like, well.
Well, just
I think you'll find
just to strangers.
Was, yeah.
So people are talking
like,
amongst
up.
Each other.
Yeah. And be able to like help out.
This just is, a couple of strangers
yeah,
having
you've
lunch.
You've got to use your superpower to try and save the world.
That's right, yeah.
Haven't you? So, yeah, I thought, yeah, that would be really, not only for myself, I'm not going to be selfish with my superpower, yeah. The superpower also involves being able to just pop up at any time.
To random people.
Yeah, a bit like Miss Pop-Off. I'll just pop up from Rent-A-Ghost. There's a little reference there for you. Children of the 80s. Yeah, I'll just pop up and be like, I think you'll find
actually,
it's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But it won't be in an irritating way. Everyone will be like, oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much, Elephant Girl.
It's almost like you could be telling the truth as well. Like, just they could say to someone, no, I wasn't out last night until where. And you go, actually.
Yes, you were.
Ding.
Yeah,
yeah you
and,
were.
And my outfit is going to be like, my superpower outfit for this superpower is going to be like made out of knotted handkerchiefs. You know, when people used to say tie a knot in your handkerchief and you'll remember.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, I'm going to have like a dress made out of knotted handkerchiefs.
Fantastic.
It's quite good.
Just people are looking at it, it's funny now.
I like it.
That's a good one.
I genuinely like that. Yeah.
I like that. So,
and I think my outfit would be quite cool as well. Yeah. So you'd just have like an invisibility cloak, presumably, for your superpower this week.
That's it, yeah. You just before, as they make eye contact with you, they can't see you.
It's good.
And you can walk past them and poke them.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You always like to like, you know, you once had asked for a superpower to like slap people around the face randomly or something, didn't you? Steve just likes to hurt people.
I just like to...
Again, confirming the fact that he's really not a very nice person.
I shouldn't be a superhero at all.
Yeah, he's going over to the dark side slightly.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a supervillain.
Yeah. No, Steve, don't do it. You could be like Spider-Man when he got the black.
Oh, my God. Wasn't that an awful film?
Yeah, come back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
So, we should talk about this. I nominated you for your ice bucket challenge.
God damn it.
Did you see that?
Yes, Steve.
So, are you going to do it?
No.
You know what? I avoided it for a long time.
Yeah, you said that you avoided it, and I appreciated that. And I have been nominated by
have you
other
donated?
People as well, and I ignored it. I haven't done anything.
Have you not?
No, I haven't done anything.
Oh.
I thought it was slight cheating that you did it when you were in Las Vegas when it was 38 degrees. So, do you know what I mean? It's like a bit different to someone pouring an ice cubes over your head. But I did admire the fact that you did have a lot of ice.
It was basically
like, of all the videos
ice.
That I've seen, it like yours was the most impressive. Like, some people look like they were just pouring water over their head or whatever. Yeah, that was pretty good. So
we had to do that right at the end of the day because we were going to get thrown out.
Yes.
So there you go. We'll have a video.
Maybe we'll think of that. Yeah, I'll think of some.
We'll put a video on. On our page.
Yeah, very good. And I'll work my way up to.
That's your superpower of the week. Should be to not be able to do the ice bucket challenge.
I can't do it.
To get away with it.
Yeah, but now I'm Elephant Girl. I can never forget that I've been nominated. Yeah.
Elephant Girl.
Right, okay.
Not the most flattering name, is it?
Oh,
Handkerchief
no.
Girl.
No, but my outfit's good, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
Yeah.
So you turn up and you're like, in knotted handkerchiefs, and you go, I'm Elephant Girl. And everyone goes, what?
Well, maybe I'll have a little trunk mask as well. You know, like Catwoman's got like a little
so freaky. So people would just look, turn around, and you'd be like, hi, with a big trunk and knotted handkerchiefs.
They'd be so grateful that I helped save the world for them, that, you know.
Or
that
got them in trouble.
Some people's worlds, couldn't it?
I mean, imagine
like if you'd forgotten your wife's wedding anniversary or something. Like,
you'd be saving their life.
I'd be saving them. Yeah. So it's quite a good one.
So people would just call for you. They're like, I can't remember it. Elephant Girl. And then, ding.
Yeah.
There you are. Good.
Perhaps, yeah, I could give them like a knotted handkerchief.
That's like, their calling.
Yeah,
they could get out their knotted handkerchief by their nose and you'd appear.
Yeah.
I think we've thought about this way too much, haven't we?
We've got far too much time on our hands.
We have.
Right. Well, I think we should draw things to a close now.
I think that's probably the safest idea, yeah. Thinking around us that we're either drunk or high or both.
We're not actually drunk this week. No, we've had coffee.
We've been having iced coffee.
Yes.
So
indeed. So well done, everyone. Thanks for listening.
What's our sign off?
Oh yeah, remember.
We're not
Elephant Girl remembers.
We're not just superheroes.
We're practically superheroes. I'm Abby Norman.
I'm Steve Bradley.